This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with a passenger plane that landed safely after fires shut down one of its engines. This was a Virgin Australia Boeing 737 on a flight from Queenstown to Melbourne, Australia. It landed safely in New Zealand this morning. The airline says this may have been caused by a bird strike. Millions of Americans are sweating. Heat advisories yesterday from the southwest up through Denver and into Chicago. And the northeast is heating up now, too, says the National Weather Service's William Churchill.
The upper-level ridge that's really driving this thing is essentially unprecedented for how strong it is this early in the summer. So that's our big concern. And that, you know, that kind of feature at an unprecedented strength at that level tends to translate to record-breaking heat at the surface, and that's certainly what's being forecasted at this point.
Now to that big wildfire in Los Angeles County. It's just 2% contained. No injuries that we know of. The AP's Julie Walker.
A wildfire burning about 60 miles from Los Angeles in Gorman by the Interstate 5 freeway has more than doubled in size since it began Saturday afternoon. CAL FIRE officials say by late Sunday morning, the Post Fire had consumed more than 12,000 acres, scorched two commercial buildings, and forced at least 1,200 to evacuate from Hungry Valley Recreation Area. Kenichi Haskett with LA County Fire says gusty winds have been causing issues.
It makes it challenging, basically, for water drops, as you can imagine.
I'm Julie Walker.
9 people were injured after a shooter opened fire at a splash pad in a Detroit suburb over the weekend. Families had gathered to escape the summer heat. Law enforcement tracked a suspect to a home where the man killed himself, say authorities. The Outsiders is the best new musical, and Stereophonic is best play at the Tony Awards. This is AP News. A few more people are going to the movies.
The slow year for movie ticket sales had a major turnaround this weekend with the release of Inside Out 2.
This is Joy, coming to you live in Riley's mind.
The sequel to Inside Out has earned $155 million domestically at the box office, according to studio estimates. No movie has opened with more than $100 million this year, and Inside Out was not expected to crack that. Bad Boys Ride or Die had a strong second weekend with $33 million, putting it in second place. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is third, followed by the Garfield movie and The Watchers. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And this morning we're learning of a cargo train ramming into a passenger train in India's eastern state of West Bengal, killing at least 8 people and injuring several others. Rescue work said to be ongoing. Doctors, disaster response teams, and ambulances. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.